Students sizing up law schools may take into account how many graduates from a particular institution actually get employed once they have their degrees in hand. Many schools promise jobs after graduation, but not all those legal jobs are quite what they seem. Ashley Milne-Tite from our Planet Money team has this report.
Prospective law students who can't make it to Williamsburg, Virginia, can learn all about the law school there on the web.
William & Mary is the oldest law school in the United States.
Complete with elegant buildings, famous names.
Founded in 1779 at the urging of Thomas Jefferson.
And if you delve into their website, you can see the graduates of William & Mary Law School are doing great in the job market. They have a 90% employment rate. But not all those positions are big-paying law firm jobs. When you dig down, there's a surprising fact. A fifth of graduates are employed by the university itself. They're not working for the school. They're in a fellowship program that pays graduates a stipend to work in public service jobs or for nonprofits. Dave Douglas is dean of the law school.
In this market where jobs are tight, a student needs to have the opportunity to show what they can do.
He says with these jobs, graduates gain valuable experience. Within a year, most of the university-funded graduates land full-time jobs.
And this is what this fellowship program does. And that's why these students succeed.
It does something else, too. It boosts the school's place in the best law school rankings produced by U.S. News & World Report. William & Mary Law School jumped 9 spots this year. It's now the 24th best school in the nation. The dean says that jump happened in part because of the school's improved employment numbers. Moving up in the rankings is a big deal.
I think it has an outsized influence, this sort of rankings obsession in the legal profession, which is very sort of obsessed with prestige.
Karen Sloan is a reporter with the National Law Journal. She says a lot of things go into these rankings, but one crucial factor is how many graduates land jobs. The rankings count someone employed if they have a professional job 9 months after graduation, but they don't care who employs you. So many top-ranked law schools have these school-funded job programs. Georgetown, NYU, George Washington University. Sloan says these kinds of initiatives became popular during the recession when legal jobs got scarce.
So there's really no doubt in my mind that the primary motivation for these programs was to boost employment numbers.
Now, there's been debate in the past about how transparent law schools have been about their job numbers. Until fairly recently, you could be working at McDonald's after graduation and you'd still count as employed in the rankings. Then the rules changed. Now schools provide a more detailed breakdown of the kinds of jobs graduates get. But Kyle McEntee of the nonprofit Law School Transparency, he says there are still problems with these school-funded programs.
They're not purely intentioned. These programs exist to help appearances, whether it's improving the rankings criteria for U.S. News rankings or improving their employment rates.
McEntee says students can't make an informed choice about the return on their investment if they don't know which are real jobs and which aren't. Law schools say, look, anyone can see the nitty-gritty of our employment numbers on our websites. We make it clear how many graduates are on our dime. And the law school students we spoke to didn't feel like anything nefarious was going on. Andrew Bader goes to George Washington University Law School. He says any job, even one funded by your school, is better than no job.
Well, I mean, it's a tough legal market. I mean, especially since the economic crisis in around 2008. Frankly, lawyers aren't retiring or dying nearly fast enough in order for us to fill their spots.
And the schools that run these programs make another point. These temporary jobs are a way to get students into public service. Brian Dana graduated from the University of Virginia Law School in 2011. He had a job offer from a private law firm in Washington, D.C., but he turned it down to go and work in a temporary position on Capitol Hill. A University of Virginia fellowship made it possible for him to do that.
And the fellowship program was actually a year long. But after about 5 months, I guess I proved my worth to my bosses and they brought me on as full-time counsel.
Some of his classmates also graduated to jobs in public service right from their fellowships. Karen Sloan of the National Law Journal agrees the programs are a great opportunity for students at the universities that offer them. But she says overall, a small percentage of the country's law school graduates even have this option.
Some of the schools lower down the U.S. News rankings. They don't have the kind of endowment money. They don't have the finances to do something like this.
If you're one of those schools that doesn't have an employment program, your students are on their own in a legal job market that still hasn't recovered from the recession. Ashley Milne-Tite, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Regis, a global solution for growing companies, offering flexible workspace in 1,800 locations worldwide. More at regis.com/radio.
And that's the business news on Morning Edition. From NPR News, I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.